The suspect arrested in Atlanta for killing 8 people, 6 of whom were Asian women, has been charged with 8 counts of murder. But authorities have stopped shy of classifying the killings as a hate crime, and that's drawn nationwide condemnation, with many believing the crime fits into a pattern of rising attacks against Asian Americans. Janine Bell is a law professor at Indiana University who has studied hate crimes for more than 20 years, and she joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. Since the 1980s, 47 states and the federal government have passed hate crime laws. In the legal sense, how is a hate crime defined?
Hate crimes are crimes motivated by bias on the basis of race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity. The actual categories vary by statute.
Okay, so it varies really depending on where you are and what those statutes say. But even with these laws on the books, many hate crimes fall through the cracks because they're kind of difficult to prove in a court of law. Why is that?
Prosecutors say that juries are reluctant to convict individuals for hate crimes, particularly if the only evidence is that they use slurs, because individuals use slurs all the time. An easy one is a case where individuals intentionally selected the victim because of their background. That's what you're trying to prove in all hate crime cases.
How often is a hate crime designation used in this country?
FBI data suggests that law enforcement agencies are really not noting hate crime at all. 86% of law enforcement agencies reported that no hate crimes had occurred in their jurisdiction in 2019, which is the latest year that figures are available. That absolutely does not sound right.
Okay, so in the case of Atlanta, the suspect told authorities he had a sex addiction, which investigators say, at least at this stage, suggests that this rampage was not racially motivated. But as we've learned, there is a long racist history of sexualizing and objectifying Asian women. So under what you're saying, the implementation of these laws have significant gaps.
Well, what constitutes a hate crime is intentional selection. So the investigator spoke perhaps prematurely in that particular case because we don't know why the perpetrator selected his victim. The history, as you note, suggests that race was part of it, gender was part of it, but you need full investigation of the case to say why the defendant actually selected and targeted his victims.
You did a study in the late 1990s that found police departments with units that specialize in hate crimes were better at identifying them. But a lot of police departments don't have dedicated hate crime units. So without that training, are officers more hesitant to investigate something as a hate crime?
I think absolutely. Officers who don't have, are not part of a hate crime unit, may be investigating their very first hate crime. And think about this particular circumstance. We had an officer in a state that had just recently, this summer, passed hate crime legislation. So this is not an individual who's experienced in identifying bias motivation. So it leaves law enforcement officials really at sea, because hate crime is unlike other crime, because you have to figure out why the person did the crime.
You know, hate crimes often go unreported because it's up to the victim to prove the crime committed against them was racist, for instance. I mean, is it time to re-examine this now that we are having more nuanced conversations about what racism and other forms of hate can look like?
Yes, there's nothing wrong with the law. We have to re-examine the ways in which law enforcement treats this law, because there are law enforcement agencies that can and do a good job at this. In the study that I did in the late 1990s, I studied a police hate crime unit that they well served victims of hate crime, and they also protected the First Amendment. critics of hate crime legislation don't like it because they believe that individuals are going to be arrested for hate crime just for using slurs. And I found that the detectives in the unit, because they'd been properly schooled on the First Amendment, were able to protect the First Amendment and also adequately serve victims of hate crime.
That's Indiana University law professor Janine Bell. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.